Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the audio also at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Please patronize the advertisers when you hear them on the radio stations we are broadcast on or the stream. Commercials pay the bills, and advertisers are the reason the show is free everywhere. Don't charge you for this. It would be a crime. Dr. Mina appears on this program only, by the way. I saw somebody tweet out because Dr. Mina says she'll be live somewhere today. I think she meant here. And a guy goes on Twitter, he goes, are you on another show? No.
No, she's exclusive.
Yeah.
We haven't signed her to anything.
No. No. Nick's here. Nick, Patrick Mahomes called. You won that contest. You won the all-in contest. You get to lead
the
chop at the next Chief game.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, but they found out you are a liberal cuck, and you think it's kind of racist, and they said no, thank you. They called you a cuck, too, yeah.
They would.
You could have been banging that big drum, but
you ain't a Chief fan. You got to put the makeup on. Right. You come out riding a horse with an Indian. Of course, that's Florida State.
There's a bunch of camo-clad right. Chiefs fans that would want to kick my ass. I used to dress up in the whole regalia when I was a kid.
Oh, the Indian, the whole bit?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh,
did you?
Okay, well, you know, we
you
all
had
did.
Had headdress.
I was in, like, fourth grade.
We all did. I was at a play in elementary school dressed like a full Indian. You know, we made the local paper. That's the way it was. You
hey,
know?
Check it out.
Yeah. Did you have that chest protector thing?
No, just a sweatshirt.
All right.
I think to be a complete...
just for the games, you mean?
Native American. You got
yeah,
to have
I
a chest
to
protector
all
thing.
Mm-hmm.
When did you realize that was wrong?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. No, but I think it was just different back then. I remember
it was different.
When I was a kid,
yeah.
I had a Derek Thomas poster, and Derek yeah. Thomas was in the whole thing. He had like a
oh, that's right, he was
he had feathers that went all the way down to his
oh,
back
did,
and
yeah.
the chest thing. Yeah,
yeah, yeah was like, he was dressed like a chief.
Yeah,
once again, I never minded. I know I'm nitpicking when it comes to American Indian names. I always thought chief sounded okay because it meant powerful. I also thought Braves meant something powerful. I thought Indians was pretty racist, and obviously Redskins the most racist one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can delineate for some reason. And like Seminoles got the Florida State tribe, the Seminole tribe down there says, go for it, we don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And that just represents a tribe. But I always thought the word Indians, the Cleveland Indians.
Right.
Because that's like the Chris Rock joke, the New York N-bombs. Basically, that's it. And the Washington Redskins, of course, is completely racist, and you can argue that the rest of your life. But
well, they don't do the tomahawk chop, do they?
No, they don't. I think they go, ooh, no, I don't
yeah.
Do.
Like, really, what's the difference between the chop and that?
The chop's pretty racist, yeah.
Again, this season of Brockmire with them changing the Cleveland, it's the Cleveland Colonizers.
Is that what they did,
yeah.
really?
Because the tribe
yeah.
bought the team
oh,
and
really?
Then changed it to the Cleveland Colonizers.
That's excellent.
It's
oh,
so
geez.
Funny.
Last Brockmire episode ever yeah. aired last night.
Yeah, it did. I haven't watched it yet.
I'll have to catch that today.
What's new, Craig? Dr. Mina later on this morning?
That's what I'll watch as I'm getting out of my melatonin fog.
Yep.
That's a good one.
That's a great band name.
Yeah.
Or just a song.
I haven't napped for 2 hours for a long time. I got 2 hours in yesterday.
Congratulations.
Sounds like a jam band song.
Melatonin Fog.
Yeah,
it does. It's 15 minutes long.
It's on a dead album.
It's 35.
Did you take melatonin before the nap?
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. I don't. I take melatonin at night, and that's I get 7.5, 8 hours. I still
how much
groggy.
Do you take?
About 5.
Oh, yeah. That's about what I take.
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm
There's
more
no
tolerant.
No way in hell I can wake up 2 hours later after melatonin. Yeah.
Well, I did.
Yeah,
that's pretty hardcore
and,
melatonin
and you were
for
in a
naps.
Fog?
Yeah,
for about a half an hour. Then I snapped out of it.
Better than the fog I tend to be in after a nap.
Well, you guys
for the rest of the day.
Yeah, me too.
Well, that's a literal fog.
Yeah.
No.
You're creating that.
Yeah. No. Not always. Well, we might want to ask Dr. Mina about these COVID parties, if, you know, we should invite each other.
God. Is it like chicken pox?
Officials in Washington State.
Is that the same concept?
Like everybody gets it?
Officials in Washington State believe a couple of recent new cases of coronavirus are linked to COVID-19 parties. At these events, attendees deliberately bring in an infected person so they can catch the illness and get it over with.
Wow.
Two parties have been reported in southeastern Washington State, leading to at least two known infections.
Back in college, Tyler and I used to go to AIDS parties.
No, you went. Yeah. I didn't go.
No, there was some weird fetish that I read about in Rolling Stone.
That was called The Gift. That was, yeah. That was like 5 years ago,
right.
10 years ago.
You just take your chances.
No, you want it so you don't have to worry about getting it.
Okay.
That was what they were doing.
That was the concept. You're right.
That was the gift thing. You get HIV, since there was a cocktail that keeps you alive now, it's still deadly, and so you don't worry about getting it, which made no sense to
me.
That's
stupid.
I know. Yeah. It's like, because AIDS is forever.
Well, I suppose that's off your mind then. If you're worried about getting it and you get it, that's the one thing that's off your plate.
That was the article I read also about, it was called The Gift.
Idiots doing idiot things because they're idiots.
All right.
Well, and then if it kills you never have to worry about anything the rest of your life.
After talking to Willie Farrell.
Why don't these people just make it a combination? AIDS COVID party.
Yeah.
You cough on each other.
And raw dog.
Right.
Butt sex.
Raw dog butt sex with the AIDS patient and cough on each other.
Spit on me.
Yeah,
and
whatever. I'm kind of bored right now.
Let's do some
I'll
anal.
Bring a fruit plate. That's insane.
Right.
Insane.
See, you can't mix in a couple other communicable diseases that might kill you.
God, this United States is so dumb.
We have to be handling this worse than anybody.
Anybody. We are. I think it's in any country we are.
Are we?
No. Not worse than anybody.
Well, no, that's true.
What about like industrialized nations?
Industrialized nations. I know Canada's kicking ass with it.
Are there people that are handling this worse?
Yeah, the great question.
Oh, then we are. Well,
yeah. There's some places that are denying it completely.
Okay.
Third world countries?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But westernized societies, no, I think it's just us. We are the worst.
We haven't really looked into the others, so that's not fair.
We have the worst leader.
Like people that are competitive in the Olympics.
You don't know that.
What?
In like countries that are competitive in the Olympics.
That's a great way of putting it. Right?
The worst out of them. Yeah. People that have it together enough to like get a team there.
Right. That's still a lot of countries, right?
Yeah. I want to be the guest of honor at a COVID party.
So what do they do? What can the cops do then?
Nothing.
Put them in jail where they all get it. Or bring them to the hot spots in Nebraska. Thanks, Governor. We're all over the national news again.
Get a job at a meatpacking plant.
Yeah.
I think if you get it that way, fine. The doctors and nurses will still treat you, but every time they come into the room, they get to punch you right in the face.
Right.
Just really hard.
Take the tube and shove it further down your throat. After hearing Willie Farrell, his description, since it was a personal anecdote from a guy that had it, before that I was scared. Talking to a friend of mine last night, there's people that are dead, younger and older than me and my age, that had no underlying conditions. So there you go.
Yeah, when Willie said it hurt to breathe.
Right. And he was worried about his life. Willie's 64 years old. He likes to drink.
Yeah. When he said it felt like shards of glass in his chest, that's stuck.
So go to the COVID party, Craig. Horrible. That sounds like fun.
Why are they going to have booze?
Yeah. Well, if you combine it with the AIDS party, you get to
That's a hoot.
Get laid at least.
Yeah, I think part of that would be slobbering on a bong. They'd all share the same bong.
You said bong, right? Okay.
Axl Rose made, I think, his fourth Twitter entry of the year. Speaking about Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
Axel speaks his mind. What do you say about Mnuchin?
He said it's official. Whatever anyone may have previously thought of Steve Mnuchin, he's officially an a-hole.
What did he say recently, Craig? Oh, go best time to explore America when you're unemployed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He said he was talking to Maria Bartiromo. And he said that the public should take road trips to explore America. It's a great time for people to explore America. A lot of people haven't seen many parts of America. Now, the CDC says don't get out.
Yeah.
But so, Mnuchin.
Yeah.
And so Axel, in his fourth Twitter entry of the year, has called out Steve Mnuchin. Now, for his
Stick
part.
Stick to singing, Axel.
Yep. That's basically what he said.
Oh, yeah.
Mnuchin actually came back at him.
Why?
Or did he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea.
Mnuchin said, what have you done for the country lately?
And then a lot.
And then posted a Liberian flag emoji.
Liberian flag?
Yeah.
Any reason for that?
It was a mistake.
He hit the wrong one.
Because he's dumb?
Well, apparently they look similar. He might not have had his glasses on.
Similar to what flag?
The American
Liberian flag instead of the American flag.
I got it.
Oh yeah, it's just got it's red and white stripes with just one star in the blue part.
Okay.
So then he had to delete that, and then Mnuchin he put the United States flag in for the Liberian flag then. The second time.
Good catch.
Good comeback, Mnuchin.
Yeah, you really got him. Yeah.
What is Steve Mnuchin's involvement in the film industry?
He's a producer.
He was a movie producer before he was
in the
administration.
He's just a rich guy with no qualifications or anything and a hot wife who married him because he's completely rich. Goofy some bitch too looking, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah, and Axl got Guns N' Roses back together.
Thank you.
That's huge.
He has executive producer credit on like Wonder Woman.
Yeah, whatever.
Lego Batman movie.
Which really is the best of the Lego movies, by the way.
So that was his qualifications for being Treasury Secretary, was you made the Lego Batman movie.
Basically.
Okay. Works for me. Yeah.
And you kiss Trump ass.
Well, yeah.
And you pose with a sheet of money at a mint with your wife.
I thought he actually had some Treasury experience. I don't know what I was thinking.
No.
Yeah, he's just got...
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Money experience.
Yeah.
Now, Guns N' Roses is coming out with a new children's book.
That's unnecessary.
Well, you can guess what it's called.
How to Get That Needle
Sweet
Out of Your
Child
Vein.
Of Mine.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought it was going to be called Mr. Brownstone.
There you go, yeah. Tying off of the neck.
Kitty's first heroin book.
The picture book is a collaboration between the band and author James Patterson, who calls himself a longtime fan of Guns N' Roses.
Hmm.
Were they due this summer to go out, Puss? I think they were.
Yeah, I think they had some dates.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it was in the U.S.
Yeah, it might have been somewhere else. Okay.
Is your friend napping, or is that an OD?
Don't drink the whole bottle of vodka every day, kids.
Or get a smaller bottle.
I like that.
I was listening to my boat captain, Springsteen, yesterday. I forgot to tell you, Nick, you were my dream 2 nights ago. You got here late yesterday. You were actually... Uh-oh.
Was I wearing pants?
This time.
We were both working a boat, and it was owned by Bruce Springsteen. I don't know why, but you were there. We were both deckhands on Springsteen's boat.
Jerk.
Long story short. I know, it wasn't even Puss. I hired you up there.
He's a deck swabber from way back.
Yeah. I had Springsteen radio on you yesterday, and he goes, during these pandemic times, he goes, I'll tell you what, every day, 4 o'clock. He's guest DJing his own station. He goes, every day at 4 o'clock, no matter what, some beer, some vodka soda, because I want to get effed up. And he says the whole word. And it was
really?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. He goes, every day, 4 o'clock during the pandemic, he goes to the bar at his house and gets drunk.
All right, then.
Yeah, you can do do that when you sleep in.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, man.
If it's good enough for the boss.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Did you ever do that live? Ever jump on his...
He can do what he wants.
His station live?
Yeah, I think he does, yeah.
Because I think Petty used to do that, but yeah. You know, he can't go live now.
No, he's dead.
What kind of boat did he have?
It was a real fishing boat. Like, it was a working fishing boat. This is how messed up my dream was. And we were catching fish off the in the Atlantic Ocean somewhere, I don't know. And you and I were working for him.
Huh.
Yeah. And here I am, and huge Springsteen
holding the nets
fan.
And stuff.
Yeah. And your pants, nets and everything. Your pants are on, though.
Huge right. Springsteen fan over
that's
here.
A disappointment.
And you get to work the boat, not me, Nick.
I know, whatever.
I'm here really I am upset.
A big fishing fan. Yep. I love fishing in the ocean, and he doesn't invite me either.
That's because you would have talked about fishing too much.
I'd have kept to myself.
On a fishing boat.
That's strange.
It was totally strange. Dreams mean nothing.
That might have meant something, just because you don't know what it is.
If Nick's pants are off, it might have meant something.
Well, that would have been sweeter.
Means you should take yours off, too. Let's go.
Generally, it's more rare when his pants are on.
Having a raw dog party later on. Need a COVID.
Nick's pants off. Just come up in, like, daydreams.
Need a COVID patient. Jesus.
Hey, you want to come over and get AIDS? Yeah.
That's like a Facebook invite.
Yeah, it is.
I got such a Facebook invite.
So they're telling us this meat shortage is underway.
Now, I hear reports on the social media. It's always Walmart. I went to Walmart. They don't have any meat. Just like, I went to Walmart. They didn't have any toilet paper.
Is that just because most people go to Walmart?
That could be.
Not me. Yeah.
But, you know, like...
You aren't most people.
The grocery store...
I avoid it like the plague.
In my neighborhood, my wife said, it was not wiped out. And I hear other reports of grocery stores where it's not necessarily wiped out. So I contend that a lot of the hoarders, a lot of that mindset goes to Walmart.
I'm with you, Todd, because I keep seeing national stories, too, and it's always Walmart or something like that, and it shows empty racks of meat. And I'm thinking, I asked my wife, she said, no, it's full at the grocery store she goes.
It's so about Walmart.
It's actually, there's different cuts, though.
Okay.
The cuts that she might have looked for before might not be there,
well, we don't
even though there's
it,
still a lot of meat there. And not necessarily her, but anyone.
Yeah, I know that.
Now, not all Walmart shoppers are white trash.
Yeah, they are.
But all white trash
no, they're not.
Are Walmart
I'm
shoppers.
I'm joking.
Nah, they don't have Walmarts everywhere, so that's not fair.
Okay.
Okay.
I go to the Family Dollar.
I drove past one. I had to take a turn to go someplace else yesterday, and it took me right in front of a Walmart, like right there. Like you, 5 feet from the door driving past it. And I saw two or three families all walking in, no mask. 5 or 6 kids. I'm thinking, come on, protect somebody.
Was anybody walking out with a mountain of meat?
No, I did.
No, they limit your meat purchases now.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Your meat purchases are limited.
My neighborhood grocery store does the same thing. I think you can only have 4 packs per family. So you can't bring your 6 kids and load them up.
Right.
You could still hoard, though. You just go to different grocery stores.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Nothing's stopping you.
No.
Except for your conscience and... A lot of hoarders don't seem to have one of those.
So, who should take advantage of the meat shortage?
Fish.
I guess that's one.
Yeah, but if you don't like fish, a lot of people don't like fish.
Vegetable industry?
Yeah.
You're close.
Vegetarians? Vegans?
You're close.
Vegetarians?
You're very close.
Porkers.
Impossible burgers. Beyond meat. That's that. Yeah.
Fake meat.
I'm telling
fake
you, man.
Meat. That crowd, one of the fake meat joints,
Impossible Whopper
is about to flood the market with cheap stuff. They're dropping the prices for a while.
Get you hooked.
They're going to push them back up again, but for a while it's going to be a little bit cheaper. It's going to be on sale for a bit.
Yeah, try the most Burger Kings probably still have Whoppers, but try the Impossible Whopper. I had one; it's pretty good.
Yeah, a lot of restaurants.
I still haven't
tried
that.
Yeah. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
I think it's still a lot of processed food, though. So I don't know if it's that great for you, just because it's not made out of meat.
But if they're out of meat, you want the flavor.
Yeah.
That's all that matters, you know.
Well, nothing at Burger King's really good for you.
No. Exactly.
No, if you want meat, you ain't buying no Impossible Burger.
Well, if you're out of meat.
I'm a man. I need meat.
Research shows the
not a bunch
weekly...
of pushed together vegetables.
Pussy.
Pussies.
Research shows the weekly demand for vegan products shot up 200% last month.
PETA.
I don't know what's up with that. It's Beyond Meat that's going to be offering the discounts this summer.
I haven't seen anybody wrestling in the hallway for meat yet, like we saw with the toilet paper. But they were allowing toilet paper hoarding in the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back in the 1300s, did they have bubonic plague parties?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I think everybody caught it anyway, didn't they?
And the Spanish flu parties killed the whole party.
Yeah. But nothing was worse than the Black Death.
No.
I read some about it the other day. They couldn't even, you know.
Well, they didn't have any.
They weren't keeping track back then.
They also didn't have any medicine.
No.
I mean, if we didn't have medicine to this day, everything would have killed us.
But the Black Death, they estimated, killed between 75 and 200 million people.
And you know what they were doing the whole time, too?
Which might have been a lot of the Earth.
And you know what they were doing then? It was wasn't a big percentage of the Earth?
I would think so.
You know what they were doing that didn't stop it? Praying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, a lot of that.
That didn't work.
To the moon gods?
That didn't work. Yep.
Suck it, Jesus.
No.
Jeez. I hate it when that guy says that.
That's I like you. It. I can't even stop.
That's you.
That guy.
That guy. Who's that guy? All right. Get your meat. I'm going to run out on that pushed together vegetables.
Yeah.
I just imagine it looked like corn and green beans sticking out the side.
Yeah.
No, it actually looks like meat. I had one.
That ain't no burger.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.